And good afternoon, everyone. This is, you're listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano. This is your live, your local programming. This is In His Vineyard. Again, I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or, of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Thank you to everyone tuning in today on this beautiful Monday. Want to thank everybody in Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. Now, as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and, of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. Now, on today's program, we're going to have a brief segment with Dr. Ray Lopez. Ray Lopez from the Guadalupe Radio Network here. He's our director of technology, and we're going to talk about something very exciting that's coming. It's called GRN Academy, the Guadalupe Radio Network Academy. You're going to want to listen in because it's going to be thrilling, exciting, and we're going to give you important dates and how you register or sign up for the classes that we are going to be conducting from the Guadalupe Radio Network, and also all the other professors that are going to be joining Dr. Ray for this unique experience. And I think it's going to be fantastic. So we're going to tell you a little bit about that. Then we're going to talk to Patrick Von Dolan and Mike Kanufke from the San Antonio Family Association. We are going to talk about what's coming up September 1st. It's the 14th annual Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Hunt. That's going to be exciting. Of course, GRN's a big part of that. And it's going to be fun talking about this year and all the activities that are going to be going on around the hunt and, of course, the hunt itself. But before we begin those conversations, of course, we like to get our program started the way we should do all things. And, of course, that's in prayer. And remember, as we pray, ask the Lord to make his will known to you and for the grace to accomplish his will in loving obedience. Want to pray for, of course, Pope Leo. Want to pray for Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Yannick, Bishop Michael Boulette, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, our nuns, and of course, you know, on this day of St. Clair, we want to pray for St. Clair, and you know, this is her day, which is a beautiful day, and we want to pray for our first responders and continued prayers for all those in the Texas Hill Country and for that devastation that occurred out there with the flooding. Want to keep all of them in our prayers, the volunteers, you know, the families affected. So with that, let's go ahead and begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just like that, we are off and running. I like to let you know what's coming up. Something exciting is coming up this weekend, and it's called Fullness of Truth. The Fullness of Truth San Antonio Conference is going to be held this weekend at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country Resort and Spa. It's their 19th annual, and their theme, of course, is For Heaven's Sake. And I'll tell you what, you want to go to fullnessoftruth.org to register and look for the San Antonio Conference. It's easy to find. There you'll see all the information as to, you know, the dates, August 15th through the 17th, the location. You can register. And also you can look into the benefit dinner that they're going to have Saturday with, it's going to be awesome. That benefit dinner is going to be pretty cool because it's going to feature, Dr. Brent Petrie. And of course, It's going to be also including Matthew Leonard, who, as you know, is going to be my Fishers of Men keynote speaker next April. So this is going to give us a chance to see Matthew Leonard in action. And I believe Mario is working on, you know, tapping into his talk over at the Hyatt Hill Country Resort on, I believe it's Saturday. So we'll be able to get to learn a little bit more about Matthew Leonard, but a great speaker. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. We're going to have our Guadalupe Radio Network. Actually, it's two booths in one. We'll have live remotes coming from the conference itself starting Friday at 5 o'clock. We're going to encourage everybody to come on out, come in, buy some tickets, see these spectacular speakers for the weekend. Mass, it's going to be beautiful. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be speaking with some keynotes that are going to be dropping by and talking to us. Hopefully, I'm sure Matthew Leonard and Dr. Brant Petrie, I'm going to have to get them so that we can learn a little bit more about them on a personal basis. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great time. So again, it's this weekend, August 15th through the 17th. Go to fullnessoftruth.org to register and come by our table. We're going to have, of course, you know, stickers, prayer cards, pens. We give all that out. And it's so neat to see all the people that listen to, you know, Guadalupe Radio come by and chat us up. So that's going to be fun. And then we want to remind you that our Guadalupe Radio Network 2025 Fall Share-a-thon is September 8th through the 12th. That's a time where you can call that beautiful number, 800-476-3311. And you can make your donation one time or monthly pledge of support. And we want to encourage you to call during that time. Our theme is celebrating the Jubilee of the Guadalupe Radio Network. That is our theme because it is our 25th year anniversary. And so help us celebrate by having a beautiful, beautiful share-a-thon, fall share-a-thon, again, September 8th through the 12th. And lastly, I know we're ways out, but you know, they're looking for people to really get into this GRN Seine River Cruise. It's going to be a fantastic river cruise. It's next April 22nd through the 30th. That's in 2026. And they have a Lord's extension April 30th through May 3rd. And it's going to be, Father Sam Medley is going to be there, Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, our North Texas Executive Director, and Sean Rice, our VP of Mission Development. Again, it's the Guadalupe Radio Network Seine River Cruise, and it offers an optional extension to Lourdes. So you want to look into that, you can go to grnonline.com, and there you could get all the information and sign up early, the costs, where they're going, all that good stuff. So lots to see there, but GRN online, and you will be able to see everything about the Seine River Cruise. So with that said, I want to bring my first guest in. Actually, he's here in the office. His office is right next door to the studio. Dr. Ray Lopez, Director of Technology. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Gordy. It's really great to be with you today.
Well, I'll tell you what, something incredible is about to start. And
that's right.
You know, it's not in beta. This is now going to be live, and it's called the GRN Academy.
Yep.
So if you can, Ray, tell our listeners a little bit about the GRN Academy, how it started, what it's about, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So our wonderful foundress, Toya Hall, she came up with this idea, said, hey, you know what? One of the promises that we made when the GRN La Promesa Foundation and Guadalupe Radio Network was founded was evangelization, right? That was one of the four promises.
Right.
Well, the Catholic faith is pretty complicated. We've got 2,000 years of history, 2,000 years of history, 2,000 years of knowledge. And so we were thinking, why don't we set up something that we can, where we can provide some education to our listeners, anybody else who wants to learn more and deepen their understanding of our faith. And that's where the GRN Academy was born. So basically, we came up with the idea of providing these little short courses on different aspects of the faith so that folks could become more aware of their faith. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, the old joke is that the biggest religious group in the United States is ex-Catholics, right? That's the old joke, right? And it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
And it's sad because, you know, most of those folks probably don't realize what they're giving away. They probably don't realize what they have. And this, the GRN Academy is our way of beginning to, provide these short little courses that are going to help people to understand just how deep and rich our faith is.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from, Gordy. That was the impetus for this. So, we all got together, five of us in particular that are going to be teaching courses.
Right.
And all five of us are associated in one way or another with the GRN. And we're all going to start teaching these classes on different aspects of the faith. And it's going to be something that each one of us has some sort of expertise on.
Sure.
Right. So that's basically where it came from.
I'm looking at the lineup. And,
grnonline.com / academy. grnonline.com/academy is where you can go to start learning about all.
And instructors are going to be you, of course. Mm-hmm. And you've got a background in education. You teach at UTSA.
Yep. Yep.
And so that's beautiful, beautiful. We have, Dave Palmer.
Yep.
Who also has some background in teaching.
He's been teaching the Summa Theologica for 20 something years. I mean, he's an expert.
Right. And so you can see his course. Mm-hmm. Then we got Adam Bly and Debbie Giorgiani.
Teaching the most popular course.
That is going to be a very popular course.
It is. It is. Yep.
And then, of course, Steve Gleason. We got him on here.
Absolutely.
Slated to teach. And lastly, but Julie Carrick.
Julie Carrick. That's right. We've got these five courses that we're going to offer right now. The most popular one is, as we said, is Adam and Debbie's course, Angels and Demons, right? Everyone loves learning about angels.
Everyone loves talking about that.
Yeah, because angels are important and demons are important.
I like talking about angels more than demons.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Exactly.
Saints and angels.
Unfortunately, we have to learn about demons because they're out there. They're out to get us, right? But we got to learn about them.
And Adam Bly has so much insight.
Oh, my goodness.
Into that topic.
He's like he works in exorcisms and he's had years of training in this. I mean, he is a. If there's an expert out there, it's Adam Bly. And of course, Debbie's just been studying angels for a long time, and she's so good at presenting.
Right.
So they're going to do this course called Angels and Demons. And like all of our other courses, it's a 7-week course. It's just seven weeks.
That's my next question. How long?
7 weeks. And each course lasts for 7 weeks, and it only meets once a week for 7 weeks for 50 minutes, 50 minutes once a week for 7 weeks. So it's very low impact. You know, you're not going to be, writing papers and taking exams for 16 weeks, right? This is a very low impact class.
Right.
It's going to be online.
Course.
Yep. So you just go to Google Classroom, you log in and turn on your camera, and you're going to be able to see everybody else in the class, and you're going to be able to listen to the lectures and presentations that are made, in this case, by Adam and Debbie during their course. So they're going to be teaching that 7-week course.
Now, I noticed your course is on Saturdays, right?
Yes.
At 8 a.m. Saturday.
Like the old cartoons were back in the day. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you've got, Julie Carrick's course is on Wednesdays. All right. And I forgot to mention, yours is going to start September 6th. The first class is on Saturday, September 6th.
That's my
first
class. Yep.
8 a.m. And then the last class is on the 18th, October 18th at 8 a.m.
Correct.
So then you got Julie Carrick on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. All right. Then
7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. And then you got Dave Palmer. He's going to be on Mondays at 7 p.m.
Correct.
And let's see, Adam Bly and Debbie Giorgiani, Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
Yep.
And, of course, Steve Gleason will be on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Everything I'm reading here is on grnonline.com.
That's right.
Under Academy.
Yep.
And so what we're encouraging is that, if you're listening out there, you want to deepen your faith, you want to go deep on a particular topic. And I'll tell you, Dave Palmer is going to be teaching the introduction to the Summa Theologica.
Yep. Yep. That's right. That's right. Which, St. Thomas Aquinas' philosophy formed pretty much the basis of a lot of Catholic theology.
Right.
So, and it's a very important thing to learn. So he is going to do just one of his awesome, gentle introductions to the Summa. And he's been teaching that to high school students for 20-something years.
Oh, many years.
So he's an expert.
Very, very knowledgeable. And you're going to be teaching Aristotle's ethics.
And here's the thing. I kind of messed up a little bit, Gordy, when I named this class. I named it Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics. And that's kind of like, I have discovered this kind of off-putting to a lot of people. They're like, oh my goodness, that sounds too complicated.
Right.
It's like, no, not really. I'm going to do a very gentle introduction to Aristotle's ethics. Why Aristotle's ethics? Because Aristotle forms the basis of Aquinas, which forms the basis of our Catholic faith. So you have to really understand Aristotle if you really want to understand our faith. So we're going to do the ethics, and then later I'm going to do the metaphysics. But again, if you go to grnonline.com/academy, not only can you see all the courses that we're going to be offering, like Julie Carrick's Music and the Living Word, for example, but you can see when they start, when they end, and then there's a link to click where you can register for each course. And more importantly, there's an introductory video. All five of us made a little 2 to 3 minute video where we just kind of just do a little introduction as to what we're going to be talking about. So please go over there and watch those videos so that you can get a better understanding of what each course is about.
I think this is going to be fantastic, and I think it's going to grow in leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the this is the first time we've ever done this.
Absolutely, it's the first
as far
time.
As I know.
Yep.
But the GRN Academy is going to be. I think it's going to increase, and I think people are going to want more and more because as Catholic, that's what we always want. More.
And there is more. I mean, we've got such a deep, rich faith and tradition. I mean, the Catholic Church founded Western civilization. I mean, you know, how deep can you get? You know,
I mean, and
that's part of my motivation for doing this is to teach people the very fundamentals of ethics and where they come from.
Right. And we want to encourage everybody listening right now, go into grnonline.com/academy, or you could just choose GRN Academy on the page.
Right on the front page. Yep.
And Ray, you've been doing a lot with our website. So you've designed this, you've put it in play.
Yep.
So, and I went in there this morning just to check out, you know, the GRN Academy. There is some great information on there. So I think it's going to be.
Tried to make it a one-stop shop. Yeah, definitely made with a lot of input from everybody else on the team because, I'm not a great designer to begin with, but I got a lot of great input from the rest of the team. I was also really impressed, Gordy. We were able to put this together with internal folks. I mean, we have a lot of knowledge on this in GRN.
Yeah,
we have a lot of
that we do.
Very devout Catholics who know a lot about our faith, and now we're going to get to share it at another level.
And what I love about this schedule that y'all put out is that you can actually sign up for every course.
Exactly.
And, you know, take a different course on a different day.
Yep.
And, you know, there's no limitations.
Exactly.
So what is the cost to register?
Each course. So there is a $25 registration fee. Right. There's a fee to register.
Right.
And then once you've paid that one fee, then each course is $149.
Oh, that's not bad.
Each course is $149. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not bad. Like I said, you get a full 7-week course from an expert in each one of these areas where you can ask questions and have good interactions, academic interactions, friendly interactions, whatever you want. One of my secret plans for this Academy, Gordy, is to build a Catholic community. I'm hoping we can get all of the students, you know, together and to start, you know, sharing with each other about how much we love our faith together.
I love it. And, you know, we got like a minute left, Ray, but I want to encourage everybody to go into grnonline.com/academy or hit the Academy button. And there you're going to be able to see all the information that Ray and I just talked about. And, you know, with this being a first time, I can't wait to see how these classes actually go. And if you ever wanted to get to know Julie Carrick, Dave Palmer, Adam Bly, Debbie Giorgiani, or Steve Gleason, or Dr. Ray, our own Dr. Ray Lopez, this is where you can do it. And hopefully, I'm sure there's going to be certificates at the end of the class.
Yes, correct. We will have a missionary completion certificate.
And this will be the inaugural. So you're going to be part of.
Going to be the first group of students, the very first group of students. Absolutely.
Yeah. And just think 10 years from now, we're going to say, remember that first time we did this? So, you know, I think it's going to be exciting. That's why, you know, I took a portion of this show to talk about it because it is coming up. You know, the classes are hopefully going to start filling up.
Yep.
And I'm sure you could track all that, Ray. But if you have any questions, you could always call our office
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get a hold of us. You can shoot me an email, ray@grnonline.com. Be glad to answer any questions about the Academy.
Awesome information, Ray. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're coming back with the San Antonio Family Association guys. Sit tight.
How do I get to heaven? It's the question of a lifetime. And this August, Fullness of Truth invites you to find the answers at their 19th annual Catholic Family Summer Conference, For Heaven's Sake, Staying on the Path with the Science of Sainthood. Join Bishop Gary Yannick, Dr. Brent Petrie, Matthew Leonard, and more, August 15th through the 17th at the Hyatt Hill Country Resort in San Antonio. Family fun, youth programs, sacred music, and powerful talks to ignite your faith. Register now at fullnessoftruth.org/SA25.
Do you long to hear God's voice? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, teach me to pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red box. Order Lord Teach Me to Pray now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
The month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, full of goodness, show your love towards us. Let the flame of your heart, O Mary, descend on all people. We love you immensely. Impress true love in our hearts so that we may have a continuous desire for you. O Mary, gentle and humble of heart, remember us when we are in sin. You know that all men sin. Give us, by means of your Immaculate Heart, spiritual health. Let us always see the goodness of your motherly heart, and may we be converted by means of the flame of your heart. Amen.
And we are back. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good to be back on. Thank you, Ray, Dr. Ray Lopez, for giving us a little bit of insight onto into what's coming. And we're excited that Dr. Ray Lopez was able to come into the studio, which is right next door to his office. So thank you, Ray. I'm hoping that we're going to get a lot of excitement around GRN Academy. And I'm sure Ray's going to be tracking that to make sure that he can see, everybody who's registered. And of course, if you have any questions, you could always email Ray at ray@grnonline.com. Ray, R-A-Y, at grnonline.com. So again, we want to thank you for listening. My name is Gordy Zambrano. You're listening to In His Vineyard. And we want to encourage you and a reminder to join our Facebook group page at GRN South and Central TX. And as a reminder, if you have an event that we can help build awareness about, please reach out to me and join me on the show. I just spoke to a good buddy of mine yesterday, Deacon Luis, and he's out at St. Birchman's, and we are going to be doing some stuff for his festival, and that's how it works. You just call me and we get stuff going on. So we can do a public service announcement, but to build awareness about your parish event, your Axe retreat, your Knights of Columbus, whatever you'd like, just give me a call and we can get that going. So again, thank you, Ray, for coming in. Next guest is Mike Konufke from the San Antonio Family Association. Mike, I'm glad you were in the studio because we're having a hard time getting Patrick on the line. He may be on an airplane somewhere, but I think you know enough about this event because you've put it on for 14 years. This is the 14th annual, and it's good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you for the invite, Gordy. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the...
There you go.
Oh, apologize. Thank you for that. Thank you, Gordy, for having us again. Every year we come out here and promote the dove hunt, just like you encourage other people to promote their apostolic activities.
Absolutely.
And this one's a little bit different insofar as We believe and we know the Guadalupe Radio is an incredible asset to get on the airway and help people understand their faith. And with what I just learned about Dr. Ray here.
Yeah, now, you're sitting right here listening.
Yeah, and so what an incredible opportunity. So this has been every single year to benefit Guadalupe Radio and San Antonio Family Association, some of the work that we do. And we're excited about it. It's fun. As you already mentioned, it's the Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Dove Hunt. And we were encouraged by Bishop Yonta years ago to do this and get some activities that are masculine activities. That doesn't mean it's excluding women. It doesn't mean that at all. But what it does mean is Bishop Yonta would talk about we've got to get men back being men. And instead of in the mall shopping on the weekend, we need to get them fishing and hunting and playing golf and do what men do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, we are literally in the dove hunt haven of the United States.
And South it's Hondo, Texas.
Hondo, Texas. That's right.
Yeah.
And it is a destination for all dove hunters, just like the world. The destination for hunting in the world is Argentina, and everyone knows this. Right. But Hondo is just right down, an hour away?
I mean, 45, 50 minutes away, and you're in Paloma country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I grew up in Uvalde, Texas, doing all this. And I remember when I was a kid we would go out hunting, and we would meet people from Mexico, from Canada, from Alaska, who would come here to dove hunt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it is absolutely incredible. Some years you just pull the trigger and you'll hit something. Some years it's incredible. And it's the bounty of God. Just think about that. We're out there harvesting the bounty of God. And doing it in such a way that we're out there with priests and seminarians, we're celebrating Mass, we're bearing sacramentals.
The disposition of sacramentals,
right. And if you have sacramentals, be sure to bring it by here, drop it off.
I always go with a huge bag of, broken rosaries, crucifix, I mean, stuff like that. And so this is done by a priest.
That's correct. And so Our patron saint, if you don't know, I'll just read something here. Our patron saint is Saint Hubert. And Saint Hubert, just a little background, in the 8th century was at a stag hunt. Now, don't let that throw you South Texas people for a loop. A stag is a buck.
A buck, a deer.
It's the same thing. They just call it stag in Europe. We call them bucks. And so here's a prayer that we can honor. And that is a prayer to St. Hubert. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you spoke to St. Hubert and converted him to you during the stag hunt. You changed him into a hunter of souls, yet you continue to use his skills as a hunter to open the hearts and minds to your gospel. I ask that you make me into a hunter of souls above all other hunting activities. May I be docile to your Holy Spirit and look for the opportunities to speak to you and your good news of salvation. Let the hunting site itself be a place of uplifting the soul. May our time alone be an opportunity to pray and to listen to you. May all the actions of the rest of my life be consistent hunt for you, for the opportunities you give me to evangelize and to target the souls most in need of your love. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And there's nothing more beautiful, if you're a hunter or a fisherman, there's nothing more beautiful than standing out there fishing or hunting and observing all the wildlife and really taking it all in.
Yeah.
And imagine being with your daughter or with your son or maybe with your wife and making it a family affair. And Gordy, you've been out there. You have a priest by a bale of hay and listening to confession.
That's right.
Of young people and old people like me.
I went to confession out there.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Yeah. And while we're waiting for birds to fly, we're out there taking advantage of the sacrament. We have the sacrament of the Eucharist, too, as right. I mentioned, at noon. So there's two hunts, just real quick. What kind of time do we have?
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We've got until 1 o'clock, so we can talk about it. There's a lot to talk about, so we need to cover a lot of ground before this next break, and then we'll wrap it up in the last.
Perfect. Okay, so we have two hunts. The first hunt is the opening day hunt. These are both at the Iltis Ranch. So thanks be to God to Jerome and Tammy
awesome.
Iltis, and their ranch. And we planted Milo in the adjacent land, and that's going to be the attraction. So it's either sunflower or Milo. Those are the two.
Right.
And so we've been getting rain, so the crop's going to look good. And, of course, that's the attraction, and hopefully it didn't rain a lot because that kind of swamps everything, but not always. I mean, it's very interesting the way it works. So the morning hunt starts at daybreak.
Right.
And if you want any of this information I'm covering, just go to the San Antonio Family Association.com, and it's on the landing page, and then you can hit events and get into the details.
Right.
But it's only to encourage people to come out. The morning hunt is only $125 if you pay before August 25th. I think it says,
Mm-hmm.
But we want to encourage minors, so bring your kids. So the minors are only going to hunt for $75. Now, I'm here to tell you, per gun out in Hondo, I don't care who you are, it's $150. Just bringing a gun out. And so we're encouraging families, dads, moms, to bring out their youth, you know, their teenagers or whatever the case might be.
And what I love is you guys exercise gun safety at the highest level.
Well, we try to do our very best. There is a situation where if you're born before 1970, mm-hmm. you do need a hunter's permit. Now you get 1 year that you don't have to do that. So it's a mulligan for 1 year. So if you've not done that, right. then you can have one mulligan. But going forward, you have to go through the hunter safety course online.
Right.
It's not a big deal, but it is a good course. And then the second hunt, which is the evening hunt. Well, let me back up. We're going to then have breakfast, and then we'll have Mass. We'll celebrate Mass.
Uh-huh.
And I just lost his name. The seminarian that was just ordained.
I lost the two. But
anyway.
We'll think about it. Yeah, go ahead.
He's been out to every hunt as a seminarian. We do not charge seminarians. We do not charge priests.
Yep.
So if you can't go, you don't have the wherewithal, what have you, you can certainly donate $300 towards a priest or towards a seminarian because we do not charge them anything.
Yeah, you can sponsor a priest or a seminarian.
Right. Yeah, and so that's something that you could do right online too. Then at 3 o'clock, I think I have it backwards. We're going to have Mass first, and then we're going to have lunch. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to do the disposition of the sacramentals.
Mm-hmm.
And so right during the Divine Mercy Hour. And then, of course, we'll have the Hunter's safety course that you talked about, Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have the big hunt. And the big hunt is Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Dove Hunt. And that is the big one, the true Memorial Day hunt. And it gets very exciting, very fast.
Now, something unique happened this year because you said every 14 years, the dove hunt falls on September 1st, Labor Day. And so usually we do a hunt before Labor Day and then on Labor Day.
That is correct. Like last year, we had it on Saturday, the opening day. And then Labor Day was the 3rd or whatever.
Right.
And so we usually have space in between, not this year. This year is boom, boom.
One day.
It's the same day. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but it's going to be exciting because it is opening day, both of them. And so if you don't, you know, Ray was just talking about he grew up in Uvalde. That first year, those birds are scattered. They don't know what's going on. Day two, they get a little skittish. Day three, they get more skittish. And it just kind of goes down from there.
Yeah.
So day one is truly a celebration.
Well, and this is going to be my 3rd year out there. I know we've been involved with you guys since, all 14 years, I believe.
That's correct.
But I guarantee you the last 2 years, I've had to ice my shoulder after the hunt because it is just that much action.
Yeah.
And it is so much fun. The food is fantastic. The mass is fantastic. And to be out there with seminarians and priests is ultra fantastic.
And the families, yeah.
And exactly.
All kinds of families out there. You've got big ones, small ones, you know, purple right. ones, whatever.
Now, and the other opportunity out there, you know, besides if you want to go hunt as an individual, if you have a company and you want a sponsor, you've yeah. got different sponsorship levels.
I'm glad you brought that up. The sponsorship, we usually do not have a title sponsor, but we already received news that we have a title sponsor. So that is already taken.
Awesome.
That's already taken.
Okay.
And so, but we have plenty of room for the platinum team sponsors, gold team sponsors, silver and bronze. They go from anywhere from bronze at $1,000, and you get two hunters already taken care of. And you get special hunting spots and things of that nature. We try to, at parking, we try to make it very special
right.
for you.
Right.
Then silver, and then gold and platinum. And in fact, you're able to get live radio remotes on some of these.
What we do is, you know, we do PSAs, of course, right. public service announcements.
Right.
So if your company sponsored at, let's say, the gold team sponsorship, 10 hunters at $5,000, you're going to get GRN spots for your company.
It's 140 30-second spots. That's nothing to sneeze about.
That's quite a bit. Yeah.
It is.
So building awareness about your company, we can do that here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. That's why this partnership is so awesome.
Right. So that fits right in. So if your company, $5,000, and there's three of those available, you have 10 hunters already paid for.
Right.
And then you have the advertising of 140 30-second GRN spots. I mean, that's a pretty big deal right there, not counting dinner and everything else. So
right.
it's an incredible opportunity for anyone that owns a business.
Right. Now, for this title sponsor, they're going to have 25 hunters out there. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So we're anticipating anywhere from 80 to 100 hunters, somewhere
wow.
thereabouts. And we have to be aware of safety. So there's other
right.
issues that go into that. But on the sponsors, we do give them preferential treatment on sites on where to get the birds. So if they're sitting or standing somewhere where it's just very dry, then we'll do our very best to get them on birds. Yeah.
Well, and you know, Jerome Miltus, he's got a beautiful, beautiful place out there. And I know I've hunted, you know, on Jerome's property, and it's fantastic. Well, the property that's adjacent to him, that's where we're talking about where it's going to be the major field of, you
right.
know,
with the Milo.
With right. the Milo that has been seeded out there.
Right.
And so I think that's going to be fantastic, because I was actually looking at that field last year, and I saw a lot of birds flying over there.
Yeah.
They could hear us hunting on Jerome's,
right.
but across the road, they're like going freely, just flying away.
Yeah, they're looking at us like, you fools.
We're over here.
I'm over here, and I don't care if you're shooting over there. That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to remind everybody to go into SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com. We're talking about the San Antonio Family Association's 14th annual charity dove hunt. It's the Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Hunt. I know we got a break coming up. I want to come back and talk about SAFA and, you know, Bishop John W. Yonta, because I think that, you know, naming this after him, there's a reason behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And I want, you know, listeners to know what that reason is. But again, you want to go into San Antonio FamilyAssociation.com. There you're going to see all the information that we're talking about. Again, the hunt is September 1st, and you can RSVP, you can register. And again, that's at SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com/dove hunt. You can't miss it. I'm in the page right now. There's a lot of information that we're going to try to cover in this, you know, few minutes that we have left, but I do want you to go into the page, and if you have any questions, you can always email Mike or Patrick.
It's info at SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com.
info@SanAntonioAssociation.com.
That's right.
That's real easy. So, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of information. We're going to talk about the raffle items too when we come back, because there are a lot of raffle items that I want people to know about. So if you can't hunt that day, at least buy some raffle tickets.
Absolutely.
But we're going to come back and talk about that. Sit tight, everybody.
You want to try Patrick again, or what do you think? Is it worth it?
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company and want to explore options that align with your faith and values? There is an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful Catholics that never fund immoral medical services such as abortion and transgender surgeries. Prices start as low as $85 per month for a single and $512 for families. Call 844-719-2356 today or go to joinshs.com, a sponsor of the GRN.
Are you up against a problem? Are you feeling stuck and unable to see your way out? You just might need a fresh perspective, and that is what life coaching is all about. Sticking to a plan and creating new habits for a better life, all with God at the center. At StandTallToday.com, we have a team of life coaches ready to help you get excited about life again.
Yeah, I can too.
You can learn more at StandTallToday.com. That's StandTallToday.com.
Do you enjoy learning about your Catholic faith? The GRN Academy is a new online school developed by the Guadalupe Radio Network to help you learn and grow in your faith. Live online classes start on September 2nd and cover topics like Aquinas' Summa Theologica, music in the liturgy, angels and demons, and Catholic apologetics. For more information and to register for courses, visit grnonline.com/academy.
GRN family, join the Guadalupe Radio Network on a once-in-a-lifetime Catholic pilgrimage through France, celebrating 30 years of La Promesa Foundation. Cruise the Seine River with Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of Guadalupe Radio. Visiting Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and many more hallowed places. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Learn more and go to grnonline.com.
And we are back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Gordy Zambrano. You're listening to In His Vineyard. Talking to Mike Knuffke from the San Antonio Family Association. And we're going to give you some more info regarding the San Antonio Family Association's 14th annual charity dove hunt, the Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Hunt. It is going to be Monday, September 1st. There's two hunts. One in the immediate morning at sunrise, and then, of course, the other starts at about, what, three o'clock.
Three to four, probably. Yeah.
I guarantee you, we'll be out there unless you max out, you limit out.
Yeah.
But even when, like last year, I limited out at, what is it, 12?
It's 15. Well, 15 this year. I don't know.
15,
I think it's
15. And, you know, I was able to walk around and talk to priests and talk to seminarians who hadn't limited out.
Yeah.
And just have great conversation. There's a lot going on out there, and you definitely want to bring your family. Kids are welcome.
Absolutely.
And wives, husbands, everybody's welcome to come out and enjoy the day. It's going to be a fantastic day. But we talked about the sponsors. And if you're out there and you have a company and you're like, I want to take 10 of my coworkers or 10 of my employees, you can do that. Go to SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com/dovehunt. There you're going to be able to see all the information regarding sponsorship opportunities. And let's talk about this, the raffle items.
Yeah.
Mike, because that's huge.
Yeah, real quick. There are some teams that have had competition.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, they'll do a silver.
Who limits out first?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, so a lot of fun. But the raffle is where we really are able to make some money and help Guadalupe Radio.
Sure.
I know it's hard for you to believe it. $300 a gun and the food and everything. We essentially break even on the hunt.
Right.
It's not a money maker.
And we're going to talk about the dinner, too, because there's some good food that's going to be served out
there. Yeah. So we kind of break even. Yeah. So what's going on during the hunt, both before and after, we'll have the drawing before Radiothon, and that those tickets are online also. So they are ticketless. So you go online and you purchase it, and it's ticketless, and you'll get your verification that you purchased them. And then it's randomly picked electronically these days. So you don't even do a drawing,
like a physical drawing. Yeah.
And it's much easier. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And thanks to the guys out in Bernie, Vernon Ray, who's been the chair of this and all kinds of people, they pulled this together in the last year, two years, I guess. We've had this and it's so much cleaner. Right. So the ones that are exciting, and by the way, it's tapered in such a way where if we sell 1,000 tickets, we'll go to 1,200 for the next one, and we'll add bigger and better firearms usually as it gets higher and higher.
Right.
So if you go to the website, you'll see it there. But if we are able to sell, for instance, less than 1,000 tickets. Mm-hmm. You have a Kimber. If you know anything about handguns, Kimber is like, it's the fanciest
9mm.
9mm carrying gun. It's just, everybody knows what a Kimber is.
Yep.
It's sharp. It looks good. It's not a cheap gun.
Yeah.
And you've got other ones that are like a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard.
Zap-Tac.
You got the women. I'm trying to think here. The ladies pink. Bodyguard, which is another 9mm, I think. It's a 22. Let me think here. It's a 380. It's a 380.
Yeah.
And it's for a women's purse, that kind of stuff. And then you have the Chiapa, and you've got some other ones that are very good. Another Kimber. Then if we get to over 1,000 tickets that are sold, we bring in the Browning guns.
The X-Bolt, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a Creedmoor. If you know anything about St. Hubert, the Creedmoor was built. A lot of people don't know this. The Creedmoor, they built the ballistics first, and once they figured out the ballistics, what's the least amount of power we need or powder we need to move this bullet through here to get to there. And they perfected it with IT and all kinds of stuff, and they perfected it. And then they said, once we have the ammo, then they built the rifle around it.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that was ever done. And so it is, you could say it's the most perfect ammo with a great rifle backing it up.
I want you guys to get over 2,000 tickets sold.
Well, I'm glad you said that. We get the 1,250. We have... a Beretta. We've had a Beretta every year, and we have another Beretta, and it's the Silver Pigeon. It is a 12-gauge. It is a dynamic.
Oh, no.
I mean,
that's nice.
Super nice. Any Beretta, it's just super nice.
Yeah.
And then you get the 2,000. That's when you get another Beretta. That's a home defense shotgun. You have a Beretta 6.86, another Silver Pigeon on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the hand-carved Jerusalem olive wood Last Supper, which is, if you've seen them in your parish, they are incredible.
Beautiful.
They're knockouts.
And look at this, a $2,000 gift card.
Yes.
If 1,500 tickets or more are sold.
Right.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of money.
So there's the more we sell, the more exciting people get about this, the bigger the prize is. It's very, very exciting.
Well, we definitely need to get to 2,000, I think.
Well, and
or above.
Yeah, and it's important to note this. This is the most important part: is if you buy one ticket, it's $25. But if you buy six tickets, you get it for $125 instead of $150.
Oh, good point, Mike. We got to give them the cost.
you give them one ticket for free for every six that you get.
Yeah,
and so. We have people that say, well, Mike, you know, Patrick, Danny, just give us, you know, $1,000 worth.
Wow.
Or give us $500 worth or whatever. We can do that. So a lot of people we don't even get into tickets and how many, you know, we just throw it all at the tickets. They tell us what they can afford or what to give us, $500. So I have a doctor down in the valley, says the same as 14 years, $1,000, Mike.
Wow.
$1,000. So Anyway,
he gets 48 tickets for $1,000,
and he's only won once.
Oh my goodness! It's his year.
It was last year. He won,
but this year. Oh, but he's got to win again. That's a lot of tickets to be bought.
That's right.
48 tickets. But anybody can go into SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, hit Dove Hunt, and you could also see pictures of the guns, the nines, the knives.
Yeah,
and right at the bottom of the picture of the pictures of everything being raffled off, you could order raffle tickets. So you could do everything like you said online. You don't have to have a physical ticket.
Do not, and that propelled us the last couple of years because we were. You remember, we were taking pictures of the tickets and stubs and this and texting it to people, and here's your ticket. And even though they didn't have a physical ticket, we're still taking pictures of it and sending it to everybody.
And you need not be present to win. So if you buy 48 tickets at $1,000, you don't need to be there. We'll let you know if you won or not.
Well, this is going even after the hunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do not have to be present.
Yeah.
This is even going on until the radiothon date.
Yeah, share-a-thon. You guys come in on the Friday.
Right.
And you bring us a nice check, and we do some drawing, and that's where, that is going to be, and I made that announcement of Share-a-thon. It's going to be on the 12th of September.
That's when we're drawing.
Yeah, and that'll be the Friday, and you guys come in and close out our fall Share-a-thon. It's always so exciting.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm looking forward to that. So, but I want to talk about the dinner and then why Bishop John W. Yonta has his name attached to this hunt.
Yeah. So the dinner is, we have had in the past, we've had in some of the outfitters over there, and some of them are really nice, and Gordy, you've seen them. I mean, the pavilions and everything, it's just beautiful. They're A-class. A-class. And very expensive. Again, we kind of just break even on the hunts. But because... Right. None of those were available because it's the one day, opening day.
Right.
They're all tied up with corporate and what have you. So we're having fajitas from Taco Palenque.
Ooh.
And it's got all the fixings, you know, the beans and the rice and the salsa and everything that you
can
imagine.
That's you guys' hangout.
Yeah. And so it is a hangout, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. If you don't know, Houston, they already have like 20 of them or so. Yeah. I forget.
That's nice that Taco Palenque is, you know, doing the dinner. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So, and they have great fajitas. We'll have beef fajitas, all the tortillas, chips, whatever you want. We want to make sure your belly is full and you had a great day of hunting.
Right.
And so anyway, that's a great attraction too. And then let's get to Bishop Yonta. So we worked very closely with Bishop Yonta on the beginning of San Antonio Family Association. Mm-hmm. Our genesis of San Antonio Family Association was the Corpus Christi play. It was a direct attack against the church.
Right.
And it was in 2011. And the play, Terry McNally, I think it is. I think it's the person that wrote it from Corpus Christi. And it is a they had lewd acts of Jesus Christ on the cross and promiscuous homosexual and all this kind of stuff. And this is absolutely a direct attack on the church, on the city of St. Anthony, in St. Peter's Park, in St. Peter's Theater.
Right.
And that's when we were out there for, I want to say it was 16 days. It ran for 16 days. We were there every single time it ran, because sometimes it wouldn't open on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
We were there until it closed. And the first night, there was over 400 people that we were able to pull together, and we were praying the rosary out there. And they were just giggling at us and staring at us and spitting on us. And our kids were right there with us. And right after that was done, that's when Patrick and I and Danny said, we've got to do something to defend the family. It's under attack.
And you're still doing that on the sidewalks. And I just saw a video that Patrick posted 2 weeks ago. A lady attacked y'all.
Yeah.
Through your signs. Yeah. One hit Patrick.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, the enemy is going to attack because we stand, Guadalupe Radio, San Antonio Family Association. We are here to protect the sanctity of life.
Right.
And that's why this partnership is so beautiful.
We have to pray for people like that.
Yeah.
One thing she was not accused of, she's not lukewarm.
Yeah, yeah. No, but my point is, you know, the enemy is still attacking you guys.
Still
to this day, 14, you know, how many ever years it's been since 11?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys have to deal with all that.
Yeah, and we have other things. Bishop Yonta encouraged us to have the marriage rallies or musters. We call them marriage musters.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on a corner. Usually it's 410 and San Pedro, but we've done South Cross. We've done other areas.
Right.
And we hold up signs and banners that say one man plus one woman equals marriage. And you wouldn't believe the honks. You wouldn't believe the
and
affirmations.
The fingers.
Not many. Yeah. Not many.
Oh, but honks of affirmation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says honk if you agree. Yeah.
Right. And so there's a lot of that. It's like, wow.
I love that.
It makes you feel giddy. There's so many honks. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
You start realizing that the transgender movement, all this kind of stuff, is a very, very, very small minority.
Yeah.
When you get out there and you get all these honks, you're like, wow, we've been lied to.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just had Cindy Cerna from San Antonio Coalition for Life, 40 Days for Life. They're going to be kicking off here soon. And, you know, we have the same stories that you and I talk about and Patrick and I talk about.
Yeah.
But the work needs to be done.
That's right.
And so volunteers are still needed.
Well, and on the life issue, let's not forget that the overturning of Roe v. Wade, all it did is move it from a federal level to our own backyard.
Right.
And people say, well, it's illegal in Texas to have an abortion, and that is not true. Because now they become travel agents, and they're sending them out to El Paso.
Right.
And downtown El Paso, Santa Teresa, New Mexico, is only 15 minutes from downtown El Paso.
Right.
So don't kid yourself, it's taking place. They go to Mexico. They go wherever.
Well, I'll tell you what, San Antonio Family Association.com. Go in there, register, take a look at all the items. Mike, thanks for coming in. Sorry we couldn't get Patrick on the line, but he'll be here. He'll be back soon.
Thanks for having us.
And everybody, thanks for listening in. We appreciate your listenership. We pray that you have a blessed week, and we'll catch you next Monday. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Good job, guys.
All Catholic, all the time. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Is your marriage struggling? No matter how bad things seem, no marriage is hopeless. RetroVi changes lives. RetroVi is a highly successful Christian peer ministry that helps couples heal and renew their marriages. The next program in San Antonio begins on September 12th. For more information or to register, visit helpourmarriage.org or call 210-919-4516.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
In 1981, Cardinal Carlo Caffaro was commissioned to open the John Paul II Institute on Marriage and the Family in Rome. He wrote a letter to Sister Lucia, the last of the three seers at Fatima, asking for her prayers for this endeavor. The letter had to be sent through her bishop, so the cardinal did not expect a reply. However, he did receive a reply saying, "Father, a time will come when the decisive battle between the kingdom of Christ and Satan will be over marriage and the family. And those who will work for the good of the family family will experience persecution and tribulation. But do not be afraid, because Our Lady has already crushed his head. Clearly, we are in those times. You may be experiencing tribulation in your own home. Recognize from whom that is coming. It's not your spouse. Stop fighting each other and together fight the evil one who is trying to come between you. Remember, Our Lady has already crushed his head. This has been A Minute for Your Marriage and Family from the Three Hearts Institute. You can connect with us on Instagram.
Our family had been going through crisis. Little by little, we just found ourselves drifting completely away. I was afraid to go back. I mean, I cried the first time I received the sacraments again. Cried because I was back and because I had allowed God to become a part of me again. It's united our family. There's peace in our home that we didn't have before.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Serving God's holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. This is KJMA 89.7 FM, Floresville, San Antonio. Also online at grnonline.com, your destination for Catholic radio.